94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest, presents Got Something to Say with Lindsay K.
It is Christmas time in Southwest Michigan. Hey guys, did you know that?
Yes.
You are prepping for it. I am so excited for Christmas, and it's even better when you see, I guess, local places putting on, I guess, Christmassy productions that we can go and enjoy, which is exactly what kind of both of you are doing collaborative-wise.
Yes.
Joella's here from the Southwest Michigan Symphony Orchestra.
Hello.
And you brought David.
Hello.
And tell me where you are from.
I'm the Director of Choral Activities at Southwestern Michigan College.
Beautiful. We've heard from David before, and I'll pick your brain in just a second. All but right. First, I want to throw it to Joelle, if you don't mind. Southwest Michigan Symphony Orchestra. For anyone who is unfamiliar with what that means, where you're located, and some of the things that you do, can you give me, I guess, a real quick symphony nutshell explanation?
Yeah, so we're a local symphony. We're right here in your area. We have several musicians that you know, probably mm-hmm. have lessons with, your kids take lessons with, you know, you're exposed to. We perform several concerts throughout the year, and then we have a series of concerts in the summer mm-hmm. out at Shadowland Pavilion, which is a lot of fun.
I think I had someone here from the symphony like once or twice a week, almost every week of the entire summer.
Yeah, it's a very busy
time.
A lot of the
productions that you would hear us talking about are likely symphony productions. You guys have a really great website. Anytime I ever need any type of who's going to be there, how much are tickets, where can I get them, smso.org is so easy. Otherwise, I know that you have quite a few people that work in the office downtown St. Joe, and everyone's really pretty helpful. So
you can stop in anytime. We're right there by the Whitcomb. Come visit us from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. We're open Monday through Friday. You can come get tickets, you know, see our upcoming shows, our flyers and everything. We're happy to help you.
Very good. And today we're actually talking about their most upcoming production, which is Sounds of the Season. That's Yay. Where the Christmas comes in. Before recording, I get the vibe that this has been going on for some time.
Yes, this is particularly this collaboration with the chorus and the symphony, our first collaboration together was a holiday concert. Mm-hmm. And it's always a very special event. Get to visit a lot of the traditional carols, but also do some things that are a little bit off the regular path.
Mm-hmm. I'll ask you about that in just a second, too. So basically what's happening is the symphony is going to partner with your team.
Yes.
And we're going to make magic happen on Saturday.
Magical things.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. There's going to be almost 200 people performing.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. So this is happening at the Mendel Center, which is how you know it's going to be cool. It's going to be huge.
Yes.
And again, I said this Saturday, that's December 9th, takes off at 7:30. You're doing a pre-contest conversation with you and who else?
Caleb Harris, our guest conductor.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's going to kick off at 6:30. An hour into that and even just a few. But I wanted to get to know you, if you don't mind.
Sure.
For anyone who is unfamiliar with who David is, first of all, if you can't tell by his voice, great singer.
Oh, well, thanks.
I think I've made you sing before.
Probably somewhere, yes.
Tell me, I guess, how you started singing and how you got to the role where you're at now.
Oh, sure. Well, it's a long story, but I started, I always loved music. My mother played lots of Bob Seger and Neil Diamond and Motown in the house, so I was saturated with popular music. But then I also particularly loved listening to Bing Crosby and all the crooners and mm-hmm. led me to White Christmas.
Sounds like you got a good range going.
Yeah, it's very eclectic, which you'll also see in my programming. I pick a lot of different stuff, variety. I won't typically stick to a theme, but because I'll just do lots of different things. I think the audience responds well to that, and my singers respond well to that. Mm-hmm. And me, I'm very, I have a hard time concentrating on one thing, so I like to jump around a lot. And
me too. Keeps it interesting.
It does.
So how did you get to, I guess, where you're at now? And
well, I when it's time to decide what I want to do, I sang in choirs in high school a lot. I wasn't band. I actually wanted to play the flute like Joelle. And I was a big kid. And so the band director said, no, you don't want to play the flute. You need to play the baritone. And so I had to lug this huge instrument around, knocking people around on the bus. And all I wanted to do was play the flute. I loved the sound of the flute.
Yeah.
I just didn't practice enough. I wasn't committed to it. So I quit.
Yeah.
And then joined choir and fell in love with the repertoire. I had a great music teacher that inspired me to stick with it. And the select ensemble from the high school came down to recruit. And I said, someday I want to do that. Had a great high school choir director who encouraged me to actually sing with the local, at Michigan State University in East Lansing, to sing with their local community chorus that does the Messiah every year. So mm-hmm. I sat in with them, about 250 voices singing all those wonderful choruses. Just fell in love with the sound of all that, with the symphony. So really, symphonic choral music is what really got me driving to study it. And went to school for it, finished my undergrad at Western Michigan University, and then went back home. Yeah, go Broncos. And went back home to Michigan State, go Green, and and did my master's in conducting at MSU. And then got the job at SMC. This is my 12th year.
Holy cow.
Yeah, taught high school and middle school at Wajak and then Edwardsburg. Loved that, but then the college opened up and I threw my hat in and decided let's check it out. And the schedule was great. It allowed me to do things like this, work with the symphony chorus, and love it. Really, really feel every day I wake up and just am thankful that I get to do something I love to do, make a living.
Yeah, and I have to say, the college is so lucky to have him because he is a wonderful conductor
and
vocal coach.
Thank you.
Well, tell me about your choir. What are we going to see?
You're going to see, it's really great. It's truly a big collaboration. The Southwest Michigan Symphony Chorus, which is formerly known as the Citadel Symphony Chorus, is made up of community members. We operate around 45 or so, varied levels of experience, and all of them are auditioned. Mm-hmm. But we have some folks in there with music degrees. Some of them sang in choir in high school. Some of them are just coming to singing later in life, mm-hmm. and can work it out. And then we have my college choir, which is another 45 or so, and they are my concert choir. All college students, really wonderful group of kids this year. We're learning the same music. And then Jim Krause, who's the assistant conductor of the Symphony Chorus, he's at LMC, and he's got a group of folks too. So there are three groups there.
Holy cow. So you weren't kidding when you said like the 200 people.
Yeah. And then there's out of the Symphony Chorus, I've started a kind of a new, I'm calling it a professional choral collective, a fancy pants term for just a select chamber group. And they're mainly made up of area choral directors and performers that I've come to work with.
Cool.
And ones that I can give them a piece of music and we can get something together in one or two rehearsals.
Yeah.
And they're being featured on this concert as well. They're doing their own set kind of in front of the curtain, a cappella.
I'm seeing like a lot of variety here. A lot of things are going to be unique and exciting and different.
Mm-hmm.
So knowing that that's kind of the background, what kind of songs you got on the lineup for
this
weekend? Well,
sure. The opening set, if you know who John Rutter is, John Rutter is a very famous English composer and conductor, and he's known for these really wonderful arrangements of typical carols. So we're doing a set from his collection, Joy to the World, Blow Blow the Winter Wind, which is a Shakespeare setting, which is a very beautiful accompaniment, and it's from a collection of pieces called When Icicles Hang. And it's not a sacred Christmas piece, it just works really well with the season. We Wish You a Merry Christmas, kind of a fun little way to close that set. And then a beautiful setting called What Sweeter Music Can We Bring Than a Carol For to Sing? So it's kind of talking about the package of presenting a carol to the newborn king. And then we're going to do the set with a Collinium group. We're doing a really cool Latin piece called Gaudete, which has some percussion and has some kind of crunchier moments, a little more dissonant and very, very rhythmic and exciting. And then Angels We Have Heard on High, a traditional carol setting. Mm-hmm. And then a really nice, we got fulfilling the vocal jazz niche with the Silver Bells, which everybody enjoys. And then a spiritual called Somebody's Talking About Jesus. And then we're closing with a really great, if you're into a big choral nerd like me, one of the best settings for men's choir, the Ave Maria by Franz Biebel, which is really lush, warm piece that kind of features some chant, but was written for a men's chorus. Mm-hmm. And then some other instrumental things. They're doing the Polar Express Suite, Sleigh Ride, the typical one. That's just the orchestra. And then we have another set. Yeah. And when I say just the orchestra, most of this program is chorus and orchestra. So this is really prolific for the singers, which was really wonderful gesture for us to invite us to be part of it. And we're doing with them the 12 Days of Christmas, Holst setting of Let All Mortal Flesh Keep Silence, which has a big ending to it. Silent Night, O Holy Night, and O Holy Night features Paul Mao. Will be singing a tenor solo
great.
On that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he's joining us also for the Ave Maria. And then this really kind of contemporary piece called Gloria by Randall Allen Bass, which is commissioned for the Boston Pops. It's kind of a big, flourishing piece with brass and big, thick chorus. And then we close with the Hallelujah chorus.
Okay.
So lots of singing.
Oh my gosh, lots of variety, yeah. Lots to see. If this doesn't put you in the Christmas spirit, I don't know what will.
Right.
And as you can see, you could really pick his brain and listen to him for quite some time. really, you could. I mean, you could probably have conversation about music forever with you.
Sure, absolutely.
If you like music, go to the pre-concert conversation that they're having. Starts at 6:30 this Saturday. Mm-hmm. And don't forget that the show starts at 7:30 now. This is happening this Saturday. It's December 9th, the Mendel Center, 7:30. Joelle, this is where you take it away and tell us how much tickets are and where we can get them.
All right, so you can get tickets from $20 to $35. Students are only $5. They're available at the Symphony office. You can call us at 269-982-4030 or go to our website at www.smso.org. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to thank our sponsors for this concert. We're very grateful to Wales & Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial, Meyer, Statebridge Suites, Classic Catering and Events, and 94.9 WSJM.
Fantastic. Yes. I love it. All right. So again, this is something that's happening this weekend. You can go and enjoy in your very own backyard. It is the Sounds of the Season. Again, happening at the Mendel Center. Kicks off at 7:30. Don't forget that pre-conversation is at 6:30. As I said before, their website is great, smso.org. You can find everything we just discussed on that website. I wanted to throw it to you and say thanks for putting this production on. And for you as well, I know that I can tell you put a lot of heart into this and making it come together and giving us some truly entertaining music to go in here.
Thank you so much, Lindsay.
So thanks for coming to tell me about it, and have a great show this weekend, guys.
Thank you.
Got something to say with Lindsay K. If you'd like to get your group or organization on Lindsay's schedule, email letstalk@wsjm.com. Got something to say with Lindsay K. From News Talk 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.